Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com.
Hi, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. I want to thank those of you that have been out to the website and sent us some feedback. It's been good to hear from you. Listen, if you ever have a question or a comment, some topics that you'd like us to cover, we'd love to hear from you. So go on out there to pebblesoftruth.com. Leave us your feedback. Well, last week we introduced the first of five tools in our parenting toolbox. And we talked about modeling. And our pebble of truth was we want to be what we want our children to be. Today we're going to look at the second tool, the need to manufacture consequences when our children misbehave or disobey. You know, sometimes letting natural consequences run their course is a very effective teacher. I have two sons, and one of them was a saver, one of them is a spender. And when we gave their allowances, the one would put his in the drawer, and the other one would run over to the Turkey Hill, buy some baseball cards, slushies, some chewing gum, whatever the case might be. And then when he wanted to go do something later on or go to an activity with some friends and needed money, he'd come to Dad, because after all, we're ATM machines, aren't we? And I'd have to say, no, you got your allowance, and you need to learn that if you want to do some things, you need to save your money. He learned how to save to do what he wanted to do through the natural consequences of overspending. But sometimes we as parents need to manufacture consequences. How can we teach our children what they need to learn? And several years ago, a Christian psychologist named Bruce Naramore recommended an idea that we used in trying to teach our kids how to put things away. And notice I said, tried to. We're not perfect parents. But anyway, he suggested what he called the Saturday box. And it works like this. When you ask your children to put their toys away, you only ask once. And if they don't put them away, you wait till they go to bed. Then you pick them up, put them in a box, and hide that box so that your children can't find them or have access to them for the rest of the week. When they get up in the morning looking for their toys to play with, you tell them that they're in the Saturday box and they're going to have to play without them until they learn how to listen and obey. Remind them that they were asked to put their toys away last night. But when Saturday rolls around or whatever day of redemption you want to set, you produce the box out of hiding. Don't let them see where you're hiding it or it loses its impact. And then make them put the toys away, reminding them that they'll disappear again if they're not put away in their proper place at the end of each day. Some other ways of manufacturing consequences depend on who your child is. If your child's socially oriented, maybe grounding them. Going out with friends is prohibited, or to social activities. Now, I frown on keeping your kids from church activities as a means of punishment. I don't think kids going to church or a church activity should ever be associated with a punishment. If your child is oriented towards technology, a screen grounding might be effective, not letting them have any contact with a computer, iPod, TV, video games. Anything that has a screen on it is off limits. If you have a teenage driver, the taking away of driving privileges may be an effective consequence or punishment. Some parents have found fining their children to be effective, withholding their allowance or charging them for services rendered, things that they should have done for themselves. But you need to know your child. What motivates them? What drives them? One mom shared the story of how she developed the fine system for helping her son learn how to make his bed and pick up his dirty clothes. So one morning, she placed an invoice on his bed. Making of bed, $2. Picking up clothes, $2. The next morning when she went into his room, hoping to find a made bed and clean floor, she was disappointed to find the bed in disarray and clothes sprawled all over the floor. But there on his pillow was a note that said, "Thanks, Mom. Keep up the great work. Here's $5. The extra buck is a tip for you." We as parents need wisdom in knowing what consequences will be most productive in developing our children into the godly men and women we desire them to be. James tells us that if we lack wisdom, we ask and he will give it. So let's be asking our Heavenly Father for wisdom to be the fathers and mothers of our children. Until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.